that seems to be where all the sort of experts say that the word itself comes from. There was a goddess, the goddess of the sunrise in Anglo-Saxon pagan religion, who was called Aostra. And she is the goddess of the dawn as well. There was a very similar goddess in the mythology of the Saxons as well. And Aostra is believed to be an ancient word for spring. And so in many ways, that is where the word Easter came into the Anglo-Saxon language. The actual Easter period, of course, that we're coming up to was already a festival in the Jewish religion, the festival of Passover. And some languages, I know, of Europe stick to the word for Passover as their word for Easter. French, I think, it is one certainly. But while pagans celebrated the rites of spring, the Jews celebrated Passover, which was the time when God delivered them out of Egyptian bondage and set them free and made them a nation. And God had demanded that the firstborn male of every household would be killed, but he made a way through a Passover lamb being offered for the Jewish people and those who were faithful to God's word for them to be spared. And its position, the position of Passover in the Jewish calendar, corresponds to the beginning of spring as well. And so that could account for why Easter has been taken over as that reference to the Christian festival of remembering what happened to Jesus, which of course took place on the Passover. There is another idea which says that there were some Germans who settled in Rome during the 5th century. And when they got there, they were celebrating Christ's resurrection. And that included the word alba, which means white, which was the colour of the robes that would have been worn at Easter in the Christian church. And alba also means sunrise, and the Germans just translated that to their word Oster. And so that's one theory where we get our Easter from Oster, from the Germans. But whether you want it to be from Anglo-Saxon goddesses or German wanderers in Rome, that's where the word Easter comes from, as far as we're told. So the important thing is not to worry too much about the origin of the word, but to really be able to celebrate the festival itself, I'm sure, which we're looking forward to doing.